The True False Film Fest is just around the corner, and KBIA has been talking to some of this year's filmmakers in a series called True False Conversations. I'm Michaela Tucker. Travis Wilkerson's Did You Wonder Who Fired the Gun? Is a documentary based off a family legend. Wilkerson delves into the mysterious circumstances around the murder of a black man in 1946 and how his great-grandfather got away with it. KBIA's Catherine Wheeler spoke with Wilkerson about the film and what it was like to uncover his family's past.
How did you get the idea for the film?
It's kind of hard. To begin with, I would say that in my family, there was a kind of family legend. One of them in our family was always just a kind of very ill-defined but kind of under whispers notion that someone we called Granddaddy Branch, my great-grandfather from Dothan, Alabama, in the 1940s had killed a black man and gotten away with it. And it would be sort of brought up under breath and kind of with a sense of shame, a sense of secretiveness. And then when a few years back when the Zimmerman verdict was handed down in the Trayvon Martin murder, I just found myself really curious about it because it seemed like there was a lot in common between the two in terms of the basic narrative and the physical proximity. The part of Alabama that my family comes from is right near Florida. S.E. Branch was accused of first-degree murder and then was charged with first-degree murder in 1946. But then from that point on, the charges disappeared and he never served any time in jail. And so I was just trying to figure out what happened in that story.
How did your family respond?
Well, I mean, they sort of responded along the lines that they would respond to everything based on their own kind of predispositions. So the vast majority of them responded with silence and ignored me. And then for a handful of people who were sort of more politically and progressively minded, they were really hopeful that we would develop some knowledge and some connection to the family of the person who had been killed. And then for a very small number of politically active racists and white supremacists, there was definitely a much more of a hostility to it.
What were some of your biggest challenges making this film?
I think the challenges for me for this one more were just ones of discourse and sort of personal, you know, challenge, because I just confronting a subject where let's say you have this this sort of naive notion that you've developed over the course of your life where your family used to have this dark history but is now a good and progressive family that cares about diversity and cares about people across socioeconomic and racial divides and struggles for them. And so that like issue of, well, what does that mean for me? What does it mean for me as a person? What does it mean for me in my history? What does it mean that I have a good job, that I'm able to get resources to go work on projects that I want to work on? And that, you know, I don't know that the family of the person who was killed by my relative has anything to show for that period. It's been extremely difficult for me to figure out what's left.
What do you hope the audience takes away from the film?
So I guess I just want it to be sincere. I want it to be honest. I want it to be genuinely humble and genuinely remorseful. And other than that, I would hope that they would take whatever they want to take out of it. I mean, I really believe in my heart that if you look closely at any place and you dig under the surface, that you discover similar kinds of history. And I don't mean specifically like racial murder or something like that. I don't mean that. I just mean that there's something about what developed the power in that place that is problematic and that has probably been suppressed.
That was KBIA's Catherine Wheeler speaking with Travis Wilkerson about his film, Did You Wonder Who Fired the Gun? To hear more True False Conversations, visit KBIA.org. I'm Michaela Tucker.